Welcome back to Morning Glory. To come on the show, we've got sound advice. 5-1, best coaches in rugby league at this moment, but it's time for Slice of Denon. Denon, and mate, you catch up with a guy who is, well, I was going to say friend of the show, but he's friend of everyone, friend of the animals.
Mate.
Anthony Minicello.
Minnie. What a bloke. The min cat. I had him on the show and I absolutely loved it. It's probably one of my favourite interviews. Such an interesting bloke, super intelligent. Also was one of the first players to really get on board of that kind of health and wellness phase. I mean, it sounds absurd, but when I came through, and I'm sure when you came through, there was no such thing as nutrition.
No.
Stretching in that was kind of, I'll do it or whatever. And he was actually a big part of the reason why the Roosters, 2013, they all got on board that, ended up winning the comp. Anyway, this is about Andrew Johns in the great, I'm pretty sure the 2005 series, coming into camp, and Minicello explains the scenario.
Even his 2005 game, I still think that's the greatest Origin game of all time.
I room with him that year.
You room with him?
Yeah.
All right. Is there any inside information?
So obviously that game one was up in Queensland. It was an epic game, right? Where Kamali was our halfback, and we were down 18-0 at halftime. Ricky Stewart, coach, and you know, he didn't even go off at us. He just said a pretty calm speech, and we come out and we went bang, 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 try, 18-all, right? I think they kick a field goal first, 19-18. We kick one back, 19-all. It's in extra time, game one, and Kamali throws an intercept pass to Matty Bowen.
I was on the sideline as that happened. Yeah. So I was in the under-19s, Queensland side.
So
they had a city on the sideline. I literally saw it happen.
Oh, mate, it was all-time game. Anyway, Joey Johns has just come back from a...
Broken leg.
Or ACL, broken leg, whatever it was. Anyway, so Ricky drops Kamali and he brings Joe in to game two. This is at ANZ Stadium now. And I remember him coming into camp and we were training at East Rugby Club down in Woollahra, and there was just like a calmness over the side straight away.
Wow.
Joey comes in and he just started calling the shots. Yeah, get this point over there. Go, bang, 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 bang. And we trained unbelievable.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm rooming with Joey now, so we had a good couple of days in camp as he again leads the charge. But I remember when we moved out to Homebush, I was making Joey a cup of tea. He loves tea. So we had a cup of tea together and we're just talking. Like, this is what we want to do. We want to break them down here. Bang, bang, bang. Then he said to me, I want to do this kick. All right. I'm going to just kick into the corner. Kick into the corner. Billy Slater was at fullback. Kick to the corner. And then I'm going to go whack, try and kick back at the post. When the time's right, I want you to be through the middle. I was like, 100%. Anyway, that game day, obviously the paper's all over the Blues. And then you open up the double page spread and there's all Joey's kicks, what he could do, bang, 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 and there's this kick that they said bang, it's a post. During the game, the first half, it was only tackle 3 or 4 and there was a half gap on the inside and I just go, I call for it. He kicks it, he does that kick, hits the post. And I come swooping in and dive on it and try. Mate, it was unbelievable. He was talking about it a day earlier.
And then he executed it.
Under pressure.
Perfectly.
It was
like,
ridiculous.
To hit the post. I don't understand how hard that is.
We were 40 metres out. Like, it was a 40-metre kick.
That's incredible. That's That to me, again, is the best Origin game of all time.
Yeah.
Also coming back from the ACL to do that, it's just incredible.
And then we had to go up to Queensland for the decider.
Yeah.
And I only got told this stat last year because we still haven't won a decider up there since 2005.
So it was Joey, obviously, played that game as well. He didn't.
We were under the pump early and we defended for 6-7 sets. And then we just sort of, it was a tight first half and we went on and won comfortable in the end.
Always wonder, like, if we could take your best New South Wales side against, you know, the 2008 or 10 or whatever Queensland side, how would that go?
What about that game? That'll be all time.
Mate, that would be so good.
Yeah. That tell you what, that brings back some memories. I tell you, it brings back the events that led up to that game, which Joey, if you remember, about a third of the way through the previous season, they're playing Parramatta, does his ACL, and goes without saying, Joey being Joey didn't really rehab it that well. So he's gone into the next season, and my God, the start of the next season, both myself and he had no idea he could play possibly that bad, to the point that, I mean, he was playing basically on one leg. He had no strength in the knee whatsoever. It was draining his confidence, draining the confidence from someone who had that unwavering self-belief. And I wasn't there. They played a game, must have been about round three, Canberra, and Canberra beat the Knights pretty bad. I didn't get to see the game, but Joey rang me 10 minutes after full time. So he's obviously come straight off the field, gone straight to his bag, pulled out the phone and rang me and said, "I'm finished. I'm done." I said, "How'd you go?" He said, "Mate, I was terrible." And he said, "I just have no confidence. I feel like the knee's going to go. There's something wrong. I'm really embarrassed." And I was like, "Okay, righto." Anyway, we're having a few discussions now. The week after, right? They're playing the Warriors at home. And Joey actually was starting, my belief, I didn't get to see the game, but he was starting to sort of get himself back.
Mm.
And then he gets hit by Jerome Rapati, I think it is, and breaks his jaw.
Oh.
So he's walking off the field. He's got the broken jaw. Again, he rings me. "Oh, how are you going?" I was at Brookvale watching the Raiders and Manly. And he said, "I've broken my jaw." And went, wow, okay. So what appears to be a curse ends up being a great blessing. So what he does straight away, they do a few tests on him and they said, "Mate, you've just got no glute strength. It's wasted that leg. So what we're going to do, we're going to send you to Queensland for 3 or 4 weeks. You're going to work out exclusively with the Queensland Institute of Sport," which one of the guys you work with was the godfather of training, the guy I was talking about before, Kelvin Giles. And Joey said they just got there and they just flogged him for 4 weeks. When he got there, he had, like they said, no strength. He couldn't hop on his bad leg. He didn't have the strength to jump and do a hop on that leg.
Yeah.
And now I didn't see him the whole time he was gone. Didn't hear from him. He just bunkered down. I was told at the time that he was doing one-legged squats, and when he didn't go low enough, they'd hit him on the ass with a stick. He just trained until he vomited. And when I eventually saw him, it was the week before he made his comeback. I've never seen him look fitter.
Wow.
He looked like a different bloke. I said, "Mate, have a look at you." He goes, "Mate, I feel great. I feel better now." His comeback game, he played the Broncos in the first ever game at the new Suncorp Stadium.
Wow.
And he was on fire.
Yeah.
He killed him. And they caused an upset. The Knights won an upset. They might have been 30-18. Anyway, as you said, they got beaten in that first State of Origin game. Brett Kamali got dropped. And I think Trent Barrett came in originally.
Mm.
And they were doing a training session. Things were going bad. And towards the end of the training session, Trent twinges his quad. And they go, "Well, what are we going to do?" And Ricky said, "Mate, let's just do the SOS for Joey."
Wow.
And he came in, and I remember talking to him in the lead up to the game because, you know, the family, we were apprehensive. We were like, you know, he's had one game back. And before that, he'd had a bludger of a season, but he comes back and plays the game. And that kick where he does back on the inside to Mini, that little hook kick, which was his go-to kick, as soon as he nailed that and hit the post, you go, yeah, he's going to be fine. Wow. And the confidence just grew and grew. And Joey always had a principle. His principle of play when they played not only Queensland but the Broncos, who had a big pack. You got Petro, you got Webby, you got Brad Thorne, those guys in the middle of the field, you got Gordon, who just want to beat you up. So Joey's principal play was always this, is that you actually start the game playing expansive and you move them around and you get them into the defensive rhythm of just sliding all the time. He said, but you're also wearing them out from them covering so much mileage on the field, just running off the football, going up and back and sideways. And he said, then 10 minutes after half time, you totally turn the screws and you start playing them through the middle.
Wow.
And if you watch that game, that's exactly how it plays out. Early in the game, he's using width, pass, 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 long to Matt Cooper, hits him the other straight off the next play, shot, shot, boom, boom, boom to Gasnier. And then slowly you start to see the middle start to open up. And second half, he just plays through, straight through the middle.
Wow.
So that was... and it was really interesting. About a year or two ago, I was sitting at the pub and that game came on in a classic Origin game. And it's really strange to watch the handover of eras of Joey playing in that game and dominating Billy Slater and Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Thurston. Mate,
absolutely.
The emergence of that next era and almost the passing of the baton you know, across from one side to the other as the generational change happens.
Oh, absolutely. And that performance, it really is the greatest Origin performance of all time that I've personally seen. It was absolutely amazing. And you're right. I mean, Cam Smith and Thurston actually come out recently and said that JT, Thurston said he learnt the most from those two games from Joey than he learnt in any other game the rest of his career. And Smithy said it's the most he's ever played in a game where one player has completely dominated a game.
You talk about players coming back from injury. Minnie was a great example of
that. Oh,
like his back was gone.
Yep.
And for the way that, you know, he had to go to that whole holistic sort of approach to football, like in terms of his diet and his stretching and all those different techniques just to get back on the field.
Yeah.
He came back, won a comp. I think he came back and won Origin. Remember he came back for that Origin series?
Yeah.
He came back, I think maybe game two it might have been. And he was really critical in that series as well.
What a class act.
He's a class act, Minnie.
Yeah, it really is. So. Class family.
They
good
are.
Family.
Good people.
Good family.
Good people.
Wish I had a family.
You often wonder with Minnie is like, what would have his career been if he was injury free?
Yeah.
You know, there's a big gap there.
It's a massive gap.
He missed quite a lot of seasons.
Absolutely. And I personally believe if he's injury free, he's right up there with Billy. When it comes to achievements, also the way he changed the game, I think he was really good defensively as a defensive fullback. But the amount of runs he got through, I could be wrong, but I kind of had the feeling that he was one of the first fullbacks to be touching the ball 20 to 30 times a game, or running 20 to 30 times a game. So, Minnie was incredible.
When he made that transition from the wing to fullback, and good wingers make really good fullbacks, is that everyone was going, oh, is it going to work? Because he was on the wing, he was erratic's not the right word. He was so, don't think, just go.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, he had the first 6 weeks at fullback, and we're thinking, oh, like, how long is this able to sustain until he goes back? And he never did. We'll take a break after the break. Sound advice.